Hi, dictation word Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Joseph William, is date of birth is 11-5-73, date of service is 3-24-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He alleges pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 8, with occasional radiation to right arm and right leg, as well as severe pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 8. Pain in the right knee is also reported to be 8. Patient has a difficult time moving around, walking. He also has a abdominal pain due to constipation. The patient has a recent set of MRIs. He has had a surgery to the right knee in DMC Hospital in 2015. Since then, he has not been seeing or following up with any orthopedic surgeon. A new MRI was ordered that showed positive finding for both right shoulder and right knee, which is the cause of his pain. He also has a ongoing issues in his cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine MRIs, for which he's been being provided physical therapy, medications, as well as a lumbar epidural steroid injection beginning February 25th. Two sets have been done. He's scheduled for the new one also. And at this time, patient reports that his pain in the, generally pain is around 9 to 10 with no relief in sight. He's unable to sleep at night. He uses marijuana for his pain relief. And only 10% improvement in the pain is reported. In the ADLs, patient reports general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The system review, patient reports ongoing headaches, but without any dizziness, vertigo. And there is associated vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, but no blackouts. It talks about weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of pain in the right knee, right shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as right ankle and foot, with moderate difficulty walking. In addition, there is a stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient has a severe constipation and leading to abdominal pain and also digestive problems. But he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, or blood in the stool, or any other issue. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is coughing, but there is no shortness of breath, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and asthma. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has remained the same at 9 to 10, but however, there are no changes of medical history except constipation, no changes in surgical history. There has not been any hospitalization, no weight loss, and no other trauma. Current pain medications are Narco 7.5. Substance abuse, patient reports he is utilizing marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 133 over 90, pulse is 99, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 2/24/2022, dictation number 0225-082. Plan of care. The MRI for the right knee, which is done on 2/22/2022 at M1 Imaging, reports the following. The patient has a high-grade partial tears of the lateral fibers of proximal patellar tendon extending over a length of approximately 3 cm with 80 to 90% fiber thickness involvement. Is accompanied by severe edema of the superior lateral aspect of the half of fat pad as impingement of the patellar tendon and femoral trochlear. Fibrotic changes within the remaining fibers of patellar tendons are present, which is quite thickened and heterogeneous. In addition, there is patella alta, A-L-T-A, complex tears of the posterior horn of medial meniscus, extending into the body, sprain of the anterior cruciate ligament, moderate knee joint effusion, small size Baker popliteal cyst, and subcutaneous edema of the pre and infrapatellar region. The patient was advised that few injections might bring some help. However, it is not curative since he has a 90% tear in the patellar tendon that may require surgery along with ACL and meniscus repair also might be needed. And the patient has been suffering from this pain for a long time, for the last 5 years. No orthopedic surgeon has seen it. He's being referred to Dr. Robert Cohen for an consultation regarding if surgery will help his issues. Regarding his right shoulder, there is a MRI for 2/22/2022. It reports that there is a uncomplicated os acromial 3.5 by 2.6 centimeter with the disruption of the right AC joint and diastasis by around 13 millimeter with the presence of moderate to large size joint effusion in the AC joint. Then there is a supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosus tendinitis, which is worse, and there is a tears of the supraspinatus myotendinous junction, and then subacromial bursitis and shoulder joint effusion, and there is a complex tears of the anterior superior labrum of the involvement of biceps anchor, subcortical marrow edema within the superolateral aspect of the humeral head. These findings suggest that most likely he requires an orthopedic surgeon to provide a consultation and to move for surgery. The patient is being referred to Dr. Robert Cohen for a consultation. The patient has agreed and all the MRIs have been sent. The patient has been advised to collect all the discs so that a formal judgment can be made about his surgery. At this time, the patient is otherwise stable. Regarding his MRIs for the thoracic, cervical, and lumbar spine, they were reviewed. He was informed that he, beside a physical, beside a extreme arthritic changes, he's suffering from multi-level disc herniation and disc bulging in cervical, thoracic, as well as in the lumbar region, for which initial treatment will be physical therapy and home therapy, stretching, traction, medications, as well as to try epidural injection, which are being planned for him. The patient is he's compliant, and he's being provided these services. Regarding medication, patient is being provided with the following medication, which is naproxen, at 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropath nerve healing, for radiculopathy, melatonin 10 at night for sleep, emetesia 24 microgram twice a day for help with the constipation. Patient is being still being provided with Norco 7.5 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Patient has been given a strong information about to discontinue this medication, opiate. And he, the goal will be to bring him to Suboxone. He's been advised about de-addiction and substance abuse therapy that might need to be begun. And our goal is to provide him injections and then try to refer him to surgery in case the injections are not able to bring relief for him. The patient agrees, understands for the long-term demands. The patient has already used a long-term effect on long-term opiate treatment for many years that is not resolved, and he has been informed about the current policies from the federal and the states, and so he understands them, and slowly our goal is to transition him to a non-opiate treatment plan. Thank you.